careful.
Am I gonna be able to hear you?
Yeah.
You're gonna be very loud.
It's not just coming out.
Hi guys.
Hey.
Hola.
Welcome back.
We just spoke to you yesterday.
Unless you didn't hear last one, then.
Hello again.
Hello, Fred.
Hello for the first time. Hello again.
All right, I'm
done. I apologize in advance. A few of us are eating chips, so if you hear crunching.
God. If you can't handle crunching, then get out of here.
If I was a listener, I just want you to know, like, I would probably not listen to this episode.
That's fine.
Because that, like, gives me the heebie-jeebies.
We can't chew chips, like, if I was you right now?
If I was listening to it in my
head. Oh, your ear.
Like,
oh.
In my headphones, that would... Like, that's one of my biggest pet peeves on Big Brother, is they're sitting there in the kitchen, and because they have their mics on, like, you can hear all of their chewing, and it just makes my skin crawl. It makes me want to, like, scratch and itch and cry.
Do you ever listen to the podcast back anyway?
No. But, so I'm saying, if I was a listener. So I feel sorry for those listeners
who she literally doesn't listen to us.
I mean, a few times I've gone back and listened to bits and pieces, and I've gone back to listen to, like, I couldn't remember which episode we were supposed to do, so I went back and listened to the Real O'Neills.
But I
think it's weird to hear my voice. I find it strange.
I don't like it either, but I...
Does anyone like their voice? Like, as regular people, like, that's the first thing people say whenever they have hear a recording of their voice, is like, oh my god, that's what I sound like. It's awful.
Same.
It's strange.
I feel like that's the first reaction.
But I think it's funny to listen to all three of us, and I think we all kind of sound vaguely similar.
See, I don't think that. Do we?
No, Joseph, like this.
But, like, when it's you and me talking, sometimes it takes me to be like, wait, that wasn't me.
Wait, really?
Every once in a while.
I have to go back and listen to one of our episodes. I'll listen to the Real O'Neills and see.
I listen to him every time you post them, or I post them, whatever. I always listen to them. That's how I knew that we can't put on the washer.
Or bang on the...
Or bang on the teeth, like stuff like that. Logistic-wise, I guess.
So, that's what we have you for.
I guess, yeah. And it's funny because I'll, like, put it on at work and I'll just leave it in my headphones and I'll be typing at work and then I'll, like, chuckle at something I thought was funny and then I'll chuckle at the same time I chuckle on the podcast and it's like an echo in my head and it's really weird. That happened today because I was listening to last night. So
we're funny.
Someone retweeted us from Virginia. So
shout out to
Virginia.
Chris, I think his name was.
Shout out to Virginia. Just the whole state, Virginia.
Virginia is for lovers.
Chris. For right, excuse me. I love how I do this and this shirt has like no
rolls. It's all holes.
It's holes. It's a holy shirt.
My holy shirt.
Anyway, we are talking about Homeland Season 1, Episode 6. The Good Soldier today.
This was very interesting.
Hold on,
let's get a synopsis.
Anna has that stretch.
Carrie manages to prepare a polygraph test for the 11 people who were near Afzal Hamid, including Sergeant Brody. Meanwhile, she tries to get closer to Brody using other personal methods.
So, this girl's a mess. Like, annoyingly so, actually, to me.
She is severely bipolar.
Oh.
Still annoying.
Yeah, she's on and off her meds.
That makes sense.
The CIA doesn't know about it, so she's like hiding it from them.
Ooh, a quarter.
Is that what she was at the counseling outside of?
Mm-hmm. And that's also why, like, PTSD. She was lying about taking drugs while in the CIA.
Oh, okay. Because but it was like medical drugs, not like
she's been off her medicine, and when she's off, she gets a little... crazy.
Yeah, that's why she's supposed to take your medicine.
She's a literal mess.
The hottest of hot messes. But what's so funny is, as I'm watching this one, I didn't realize it was in this episode, but my sister Lauren has been watching this season.
Mm-hmm.
She just started a few weeks ago. And her and I just had a conversation about the show, and it was about this episode.
Oh, really?
Yes. I had no idea the scene that we were talking about was in this episode. But
what scene?
It's the scene with Saul, Manny Patinkin, where he's having that conversation with his wife, Mira, and she's saying, I don't want you to come. I just think he's one of the greatest actors, and, like, he just makes you feel. So heartbroken. Anyway.
My first note is, I'm a Reagan baby. And then my second note was USS Cole. I had a second cousin who died on that, actually.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. I heard USS Quinn a long time, and so when I heard that, I was like, oh. In the credits, when they said it, I was
really?
Like, oh. It kind of, like, jolted me a little bit.
I really love the opening credits.
Very interesting. You know what the credits they remind you of? The Americans.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
The credits are very similar.
I love the imagery of, like, her and him in the maze, and they're both, like, just looking around, like, because she's trying to get to him, and it's very interesting, I think. And it shows a lot of her young little blonde girls, like, it's her when she's little. I think it's really great.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, you guys, what were
I've
your
I've seen
initial...
it before, obviously.
I've seen, like, season 1 through 5.
How come we stopped?
I missed the premiere. I think it was one of those times where I was in between and I didn't have showtime. And I just haven't caught up yet. I will, because I love Claire Danes. I think she's one of my very favorite actresses, and I love Mandy Patinkin.
Really?
She's probably
Claire
one
Danes
or two.
Is your top. Oh, okay.
I think she's
who's
fantastic.
She number one?
I don't know.
Who's your favorite actress?
Do you have one? Do you know?
Carey Mulligan.
Oh.
Carey Mulligan's
so
in my top
much.
Five. For sure.
I've seen so many romantic movies with her in it just because she's in it. I mean, they're beautiful, whatever. She's beautiful, but I just, whatever.
Oh my god.
I'll think of it later, but
I know
Claire Danes is
like this. My brain goes blank.
Claire Danes is like one or two.
I need you to know these on the spot.
I need to have this, like,
Just create a list. Favorite this, favorite
that. The rate
that
we watch stuff, you should have like a favorite everything. Although I don't have I don't know. Anyways, my brain
was that tangent going?
I have no idea because my brain went like 5 different ways at the same time. Looking at this Brody guy, I remember reading this thing that I didn't know that red hair and blue eyes are like not very common. I always thought they were most common.
It's a recessive gene.
I didn't know that.
Green is more common with red hair, right?
Mm-hmm. So interesting to me. So I saw him in his face, and that's what I thought. I wrote the black guy from The Night Manager.
The black guy?
Yeah. From The Night Manager. He was the cop with Olivia Colman.
Rosamund Pike.
Rosamund Pike. Oh, okay.
Oh, I love her, too.
I won't see her one
day. I wouldn't say she's my favorite, but I do appreciate
she's
her work.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing. Because I read the book before I watched the movie.
Oh, yeah?
I was like, that's...
For Gone Girl?
Yes.
Me, too.
And I was like, yes. Yes.
But she also, I think Gone Girl's one of those that it would have been better to have not read the book and have
oh,
seen
really?
The movie.
I read it up until the big reveal. And then the movie had just come out, and I was like, let me just go see the movie.
See, I was reading it, or I was audiobooking it, and when the big reveal came, I was genuinely, like, shocked.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like the movie, it was just, maybe it was just a little too obvious. But this is coming from someone who's read the book. And
oh,
I felt
okay,
like the reveal was just kind of there. So I would have liked to have seen the movie without the knowledge of the book to see how I would have felt about it.
What's
but,
another movie that you've read the book that you wish you hadn't and you just saw the movie?
Mm-hmm.
It's never that I wish I hadn't read the book.
You
I just
know
wish
I, mean.
I could have that experience.
What you just said.
Because
yeah.
I do think the books are always better than the movie.
Yeah.
I don't know how to read, so I can't.
There's movies that I'm glad I hadn't read the book. Like, I'm glad I didn't read the book for Beautiful Creatures.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Especially because after we watched it and I was at Barnes & Noble next, I saw the book and it was pretty thick. And I was like, I'm sure they left a lot out and they changed a lot. I don't know, right off the top of my head.
Honestly, every time we talk about Beautiful Creatures, I feel like we're the only ones who know about it.
I know.
And I know it made Joy watch it, but I honestly think, like, that'll forever be our thing.
Yes. We're the only people in the world who have seen Beautiful Creatures.
Well, it's not that you'd have to like it. It's just like no one knows about it except for the people in that theater we went to. Because nobody saw it when it came out. Like, nobody.
I feel like we clapped at the end of it, too. Like, the audience was
also,
very
the audience was, like,
way too responsive. That's right. That was that one.
Like, there was a lady. She was not a teenager, though. She was, like, laughing and everything, like, way too much. Like, calm down.
I think she was paid by the company to be there.
I would have laughed too if I got money. Oscar Isaac? They talked about actresses.
No, he's just really pretty.
Oh, no, talking about actresses. Get it together, Joy.
I think Amy Adams is really great. Viola Davis.
Oh, yeah, she's great too.
Viola Davis.
Literally everything she does.
Literally Viola Davis.
But anyway, sorry, back to
more movies about
this
her.
Show.
Oh, anyways, Homeland.
Yeah, the black guy from The Night Manager was in this.
Which, are we talking about the CIA guy?
Sure. He was in the beginning.
Oh, her boss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, David Harewood from and then, Supergirl and...
Sure. Yes. And then...
Selfie.
Yeah.
He's so good in Selfie. He's so fantastic.
And then...
He's such range. Seeing him in this...
I really wanted to find... Do you remember the episode of Selfie where they go to his mansion in, like, the countryside? And every room has a picture of him and his wife doing a pose from the Kama Sutra. And they, like, perfectly place heads or something in there so you like, can't see the sex position. But you see his face, like...
If
super
you
crazy.
Not watched Selfie, please watch Selfie.
Is it still on Hulu?
Mm-hmm.
It's so happy.
I wanted to get a picture of that to put on the podcast for this episode, but I couldn't find one. Because I just think that's... I love him.
Flawless.
And now he's on Supergirl. And he's one of the reasons I started watching Supergirl. Him and Jeremy Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
And what's her face that's no longer there?
Callista Flockhart.
Callista Flockhart, thank you.
She's
not on that anymore?
No. Oh. Once I went to the CW, I feel like she was like, I'm not going to do the
Smart
CW.
Woman. Get the hell out of there.
But she came back for the finale last season, and it was epic.
Well,
anyway, back again to Homeland.
All right, so the first thing I noticed was Brody's wife. I love her, that actress.
I don't.
She's so beautiful. As far as like acting goes,
I think she gets on my nerves. But I think it's funny that she looks older here than she did in Deadpool. Like they definitely mommified her.
Yeah, I mean, if you put that mom clothes on, it instantly you're like.
Also, that haircut is too.
What I love it. I thought
like
it was
it
so.
I don't like it on her.
She was growing it back out because she did that one show, I think V.
Oh yeah.
And she had it super pixie.
That was her.
And then this
yeah,
was
right. You
like
ride?
Right after.
Mm.
So she's
you right. I like it. I thought it was really
out.
Cute. CIA. I think I heard him say Navy SEALs, but they're Marines.
Mm-hmm.
So how are they SEALs?
So are they both?
I'm confused. Maybe I should ask my dad. He would know. Can a Marine be a Navy SEAL? Cause
or maybe it was
Marines?
Not Navy SEAL. Maybe it was like
the
a SEAL
Marine
team.
SEALs?
A SEAL team?
No, because the aren't the...
The SEALs are the Navy SEALs, though, right?
No, not necessarily, because whenever those guys went in to kill Osama bin Laden,
they
were
SEAL Team 6.
The SEAL team, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So
maybe
that's what they're called.
Or, I don't know if they were
and
SEAL
they,
team.
And they weren't Navy SEALs, they were Marines.
Yeah, I think just a SEAL team is a special, like a special ops
Yeah, like
team.
A group
okay.
or whatever. Yeah.
I'll text that.
Because I remember when I was Zero Dark 30.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you were there. I forgot.
Yeah.
That's a great movie, by the way. It's
very
intense.
I want to see that.
It's so good.
Is that the one with Jessica Chastain?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I want to see it.
So good. Not because of her. I mean, yeah, because of her, I guess. But that sequence where they're infiltrating his house, it's so intense. Like, it's really good.
I just remember feeling like it was way too soon.
Really?
Like, I don't know. Maybe.
I feel like because we're all still living... And the repercussions and the consequences of it, there's not enough time.
And
there's not enough time to, like...
That's one of those days that I remember so vividly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was working on a science project in the living room with my mom, getting ready to watch Brothers and Sisters that Sunday night. And they were like, Brothers and Sisters is gonna be delayed. And then Obama came out and announced that we had captured and killed, or we had killed Osama bin Laden. Like, I remember that. I remember the project I was working on. It was a cell project. Like, I was drawing the cell.
Wow, I clearly, my brain just, I don't know what
that's,
happened
that
day.
So, I don't remember either.
There's certain moments like that are just so, fresh, and I will always remember, like, details. And so maybe because of that, like, I just felt like, but this just happened yesterday. Like, I'm still feeling this.
But I do think that, like, they always, I mean, media jumps on it.
You gotta capitalize
right
when it's hot.
The Wizard of Lies with Robert De Niro, like that just happened.
I don't even know what that's about. What is Wizard of Lies?
It was on HBO. It was nominated for
did
a bunch
you mean
of
Master of None.
No,
because there are all those shows of something of something. There's
yeah.
too many of those.
Anyway,
Master of None,
show.
House of Cards,
okay.
House of Pies, or House of Lies, whatever.
House
it's called.
Of Lies, but it was House of Pies.
House
to Greg
of. Anyways, whatever. Okay.
Yeah, that's my question. I was like, Navy SEALs, SEALs, CIA, what?
So my thing was, whenever the neighbor goes, my question is, why is having a murder across the street exciting?
Right?
This is so exciting.
I would be moving.
No, it's not. If he's a murderer, then what? No. Anyways, I thought that was ridiculous.
It felt like Claire Danes, her character was Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like she had, like, a personal vendetta against Brody. That's what it felt like in the beginning. Right. That she was, like, blinded by her, like, pursuit for justice.
Right now, so, backstory. The beginning of the series, she's meeting with a prisoner, and he's about to be executed, and he tells her right before he goes, an American prisoner of war has been turned. And a few days later, it's announced that they've found Sergeant Brody. He was captured. And he has now been found and rescued. And so her mind's like, that's who he's talking about. No one else believes her. So she's fighting so hard because she's like, I know this. Oh,
okay.
I know that he's a terrorist, but no one believes her.
I was like, oh, whenever he's speaking at the funeral and they show that, like, flashback, I'm like, oh, dang.
Yeah, they were captured together, him and Walker.
Rup-ro.
So that flashback, was it, Walker? Was that
mm-hmm.
Texas Ranger.
Was it him? was it him being beat up by Brody or
yeah. Yeah.
You didn't see him throw the punches?
No, yeah. That's what I thought it was. I just, it was
they
so
were
fast.
So quick, yeah.
There was part of me.
It was showing.
My contacts were working real good today, I guess.
No, mine are not.
Also, it's Walker's wife is the girl from the night of. The cop, the lady cop.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And I think Brody believes that he's the one that killed Walker.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I think that's what that's about. But, it's been a while.
He was the one who physically killed him, or it was his fault?
I think he thinks, it's, like I said, I haven't seen this since it aired, but I think he thinks he's the one that physically killed him.
Got it.
That whole scene in the memorial service, that was all very, it was very tense. There was like no noise.
I know, I heard your heavy breathing across the couch. I even wrote, Joy's heavy breathing.
Because I was, like, so, like...
I know.
Like, I was, like, waiting to see what happened, because I didn't know if he was just going to spill it and be like, I fucked up, sorry, I feel so guilty, kill me now.
He was missing for 8 years?
What? Oh,
wow.
I believe, yeah. It was a long time. And so, you know, like, his wife was saying, like, I feel bad because I got so mad at her when she moved on and remarried. So the fact that he's back is kind of, like, a miracle. Okay. And so there's and no one really knows what happened.
Yeah.
So all of his buddies are like in the dark. They have no idea what's going on, but their friend that they thought was dead is suddenly back.
Yeah.
And one of them is dead. So.
No wonder they would react like that.
Yeah, there's a lot of tension there.
There's a really beautiful shot of when Brody was talking, giving his speech or his eulogy, and he's like to the right of the frame. And there's, like, the flowers on the left side. And just the way they positioned, it was a really beautiful shot. I should have, took a picture.
Well, the only thing I thought about the church, though, the church and then the bar that they were drinking at later looked like a studio. It didn't look like they were on location. It looked, like, too pretty and too clean and not worn in.
Oh, okay.
It looked like they had just built it.
Oh, okay.
Like, the church
well,
and
the... Well, they might have.
Yeah, it was the church and the bar. It looked like... the grand opening of the church or whatever.
Oh, that's the Walking Dead house, isn't it? That Rakim and his girlfriend show up at?
I don't think so, but kind of that's what I thought Herschel's house, but Herschel's house didn't have that driveway at the front of it.
Well, I mean, they could change things. But
because the road was really close to where the house was, and in Herschel's house, the road was like way far off.
I mean,
like, lives in the middle
it's
of nowhere.
A country, old country white house, so like...
I don't know. I thought it looked like...
They all looked the same in that sense, but it wasn't, because... Mm-hmm. Yeah, the road in Herschel's farm was... Because it was a farm, that's what it was. He had the house, and then he had all that land in front of it.
Speaking of Rakim, I recognize him. He's on American Gods.
And he's done a lot.
He did really, really, really well. And that was one of the scenes that was like... they weren't sure if they were going to be able to show on there, because it was so controversial. He's a great actor. He's a fantastic actor.
I'm looking him up because I know I've seen him in something else.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they rapped Eminem and I wrote not the best rappers.
You can tell they're trying to pull it from memory.
I mean, if they can memorize lines, they can memorize a rap, right?
Well, I mean,
I think they're supposed to not be good at it.
Because they're like drunk and at a barbecue.
I don't
Oh, okay.
Oh, so he beat up the guy. Why did he beat up that guy, though?
Because he slept with his wife, right?
Oh. They were having an affair while
he was gone. That's what the other guy was saying. He was like, you think there's not any of us who would want to sleep with your wife or whatever?
I never. Bam. Got it.
Yeah.
I missed that.
Also, how rude for Carrie, is that her name, Carrie?
Mm-hmm.
To have come to, like, a memorial service that he's having for his best friend. To be like, hey, can you come to work?
That's so messed up.
You want to come to work right now? I need you at work.
Well,
she's so
I know you're scheduled off today, but you need to be there. That's what it seemed like to me. I was like, oh.
Are you still it's like that manager work that drama, calls me. Is that why?
Yeah. It's like that manager that calls me and we're like, so we need you to come in today. I know it's your day off, but like, can you come in?
What I think might have been like the episode before. As soon as he got home, she got the okay to have him videotaped. She was surveilling him. And her warrant ran out. And so that's why she's... he mentioned that they had met outside a meeting. She went there because she lost video surveillance. So she's trying to keep tabs on him. And she's trying to keep up with where he is and what he's doing. So that's why she showed up at the memorial service. Showed up at his PTSD Anonymous.
She's rude.
She is relentless. I forgot how desperate Carrie was. And a lot of it...
I know, because it's like she's... will literally take anything. Any little sign will be like, that's it.
She's very good. She's very, very good at her job. But she's also severely bipolar and super, super crazy. So she's always like questioning herself, but like she knows she's right.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a line in the opening credits, and I remember being so haunted by them and wanting to know more about them, and I don't remember if they ever get into it. She goes, I missed something before, and I can't let that happen again. He was like, everyone missed something that day. She goes,
I don't.
Yeah, something along those lines. And she's talking about September 11th, and I've always wanted to know more about that, like, was she given some kind of piece of information that could have stopped it? Or could have, like, helped prevent some of it, or...
So as far as, like, timeline goes, what year is this happening in?
2011.
Okay.
I believe. That's when we're airing. So probably 10, 11 time.
So the girl's same birthday as me.
Yeah, the terrorist.
That you're a weird. Terrorist girlfriend.
No, she's the terrorist.
Oh, yeah, you're the terrorist.
How dare you.
Well, who's gonna be one of us?
Definitely not me.
I think we're all too lazy to do that. That's a lot of
also,
studying.
I'm really sad no one said, come on, Eileen! Missed opportunity.
True.
Also, what was that kiss? It was so awkward. What's her face and Brody Here. Kiss?
That whole scene in the bar. I thought she was being too, like, obviously, like, friendly and flirty. Like, you're not this nice. Just normally. She's like, and flips her hair and, like, makes the little eyes and, like,
I really wish, I thought for a second she was going to be, like, pretending to be drunk and, like, really, like, trying to get stuff out of him or whatever. Yeah. But I'm like, oh, she's just drunk and stupid. Ugh, this is
well, waste. She sobers up for a second just to tell him what happened, what the thing was about.
Yeah,
that's it seemed true. Like she sobered up for a second just to like that's pop in true. The question, yeah. The work question in there. I think that's such a like it's too it's so obvious to just go after a guy and be like, oh, let me sleep with you for information.
Well, guys are stupid; they're gonna fall for that.
I know. So, I mean, but he didn't give her the information though.
That's true. Yeah.
So it didn't work. I mean, he's.
I don't know. That kiss was weird. So weird.
It was really awkward.
Like, I literally went...
awkward. And, like, them being, like, this close on their face in the car, I was like, oh, this is awkward. This feels like a private moment. Like, other scenes, they're, like, built around, like, the...
Well, it wasn't a love scene. They were just having sex in the car.
Right. I know. That's what made it feel, like, so weird. Like, and I don't need to know that about you.
I want to say, like, because when he comes back, he was having a hard time reconnecting with his wife, and, like, he couldn't have sex. Like, he was having a hard time doing it. I want to say that was his first time. Oh. I could be wrong, but I want to say I'm not.
Dang. No wonder he was looking the way he was looking.
I think, you know, he was angry about his best friend and his wife. And here was this person who understood what he was going through and was being kind to him. And she's trying to make sure that he stays close to her. Like, there was a lot happening there. And the next episode is called The Weeknd, where he literally, like, takes her to his... No, she takes him to her family's cabin, and they shack up for the weekend, and she gets a lot of dirt.
Dang.
And how does he not know she's playing him? Like,
he does. Like, he figures it out.
Well, he's out of sex, but he's like, more, let's go.
There's this weird line, because he'll they really are attracted to each other. Just enough
to keep her around.
Yeah.
But not too much somehow. That it's like, yeah.
They really are attracted to each other. They do end up having, like, a relationship, but...
I don't see
of
that.
Of some sort.
I don't know, maybe just this episode, but I didn't see any chemistry between those two at all. It's weird.
I just felt like she was trying too hard.
Yeah.
Like, all I saw was, like...
She is trying way too hard.
Yeah, like, in my head... And that's part of her downfall. Not as hard as, like, her acting
wise. You say fart?
Not as far. Okay. As her acting wise, I just mean, like... That's literally just a girl throwing herself at a guy. And that was like...
Mm. Yeah, I get it.
That's what we were like.
They're slowly building... The season was really great at building tension. And I still remember the teaser that was played at the end of the episode before for this episode. Like, the little teaser that they're showing you next week on Homeland. They're going on and on. And then there's that moment where he looks into the camera when he's doing his... And, like,
that
being,
was
like,
good.
Oh, like, that was some tension, like, being scared for the next week.
So, was the whole thing in the polygraph that he can lie in a polygraph?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
She proved that he can lie. But she's not going to tell anybody because then she has to admit, I fucked him last night.
Yeah.
That's probably like, not she's professional. She's a smart girl, so, I don't know. I feel like...
She's so smart, but she's so dumb.
That was such a typical, like, girl thing, like, I don't know.
That's like something a CW show would do.
She's so much smarter than that. Like, why did she figure out a different way to get... I don't know. It just seemed very... Yeah, CW, you're right. Annoying. Like, what's her face? Having sex with his face in the shower.
In the shower! While his dad's blood is on him.
God.
That was creepy.
So stupid.
I did not want to be doing that at that time. That is awkward.
Anyways.
Okay. Anyways.
I wrote down black and gold with... Black door with gold mail slot when Manny Petigan's house had a black door. And the mail slot was gold. And I was like, oh, that's beautiful. Like, the handle today, was gold and the mail slot was gold.
I saw today a beautiful, like, white, like, it was brick, but it was painted white house.
Mm-hmm.
And then it had black trim all around all the windows
and
doors. So pretty.
Gorgeous. Anyways, I noticed the set because it was beautiful.
But I think that moment between Mandy Patinkin and the
woman. That whole scene.
It's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And when she's describing their life and he goes... Sounds perfect. Like, my heart just shatters. I love Mandy Patinkin. I love the character of Saul.
His wife, the actress, I know her too.
She was in Hunger Games. She was in, I think, the last two.
Who was she?
She was someone with snow.
Yes, she was the advisor, the person, the...
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I know her from something else. I think...
She
was on Sister Traveling Pants.
You got a phone, you can Google it.
I'm looking right now.
Joyful.
But the girl who... The character of Brody's daughter, Dana.
Mm-hmm.
That girl got a lot of shit. She's like one of the most hated characters in television history.
What?
And they were like after The Walking Dead... Not The Walking Dead, Breaking Bad finished. They were like, the new one after Anna Gunn's character is this one.
First of all, why are they hating on her?
Okay, here we go.
I love Anna Gunn. I loved her.
Well, I'm... What was her name? Becky or something? What's her name?
Skylar.
Skylar.
Not even close.
I thought Skylar, like... I don't get why people hated her so much.
Me neither.
I don't understand.
I didn't understand it either.
A lot of
what I read is just like that they felt she was holding him back from his like true potential as a drug lord or whatever.
Oh yeah, okay. What?
He's getting his family killed.
She has to, like, provide for, or she has to
take care of her
babies and, like, what?
He's off having this, like, power fantasy about whatever. And, yeah, like, he's getting money to, like, save himself. But also, he's, like, he goes past the point of, like, oh, okay, I saved my life. I'm good.
He's
endangering. And he just keeps going it for the,
yeah,
for the thrill of it.
He says it in the final episode. Yeah. I did it for me.
I just hate all that show. They're like, Skylar sucks. I'm like, no, she doesn't, actually.
She's trying to be responsible.
She's like, yeah.
She's a normal fucking human being.
Exactly.
That would be a human reaction.
In real terms, like, who wouldn't be mad that he's, like, still doing this?
Yeah, I think he doesn't need to.
I feel the same way about Dana. People gave her a lot of shit. There's articles and articles talking about how dumb her faces are and how awful and angsty she is. And the actress was, like, the same age as the character, like, 15, 14, 15 at the start. And I was like, I can't imagine being a 14-year-old actress and waking up and BuzzFeed has a list of the 14 most annoying faces I've made this season.
Or reminds me of the Stranger Things kids, like, all the sexualizing they're doing with those kids is so gross.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even imagine what that's like. Ugh. Anyways. Sorry.
But I feel like her portrayal of a teenager who just found out her dad, who she thought was dead, isn't dead. And now he's home, and now he's trying to tell me what to do, but I don't know who you are. Like,
and that's, like, half her life that he wasn't there.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like the portrayal was
authentic.
Pretty honest and really authentic, and people gave her a lot of shit.
That's awful. She's a child. You should not be giving a child that much grief for someone who's not even real.
That is
disgusting.
I found a really great article that she gives an interview where she's talking about how it didn't really faze her, and how she just thought it was funny. And there's parodies, like SNL did a parody, The Simpsons have done a parody. There's been all of these different parodies of her performance. So I don't know. I'll post the link to the interview when I post the episode because I think it's really great.
And black leggings, and I was like, oh, it's comfortable. I kind of want to wear that.
Ooh, I love to. And I feel I used to wear shorts all the time, but like different colored
tights.
Leggings.
I think that's so. I love that look, but I don't feel like it. It looks good on me. I think I'm too short.
I can thank Blair Waldorf for that.
Right?
I don't.
I'm not sure. Headbands, tights.
Is that Gossip Girl?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is that Blake Lively's character?
No.
No. Gross.
Okay, wow.
She's a slut.
So you're anti-Serena.
I am very Team Blair. 100%.
I'm Team I Don't Care. I'm Team I Don't Watch the Show.
Why did I write she ran away? Who ran away?
Who ran away?
Who ran away? Oh, God, I can't remember.
Oh, Carrie, when Saul was like, why did we care about Brody sleeping, being faithful to his wife?
Yeah, and then she ran away.
She just walked away.
I think she also ran away in another, this is probably just her character. She just runs from everything. Any sort of confrontation. Because she knows what she's doing is not right.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I think it's a very interesting character. I would like to see where that goes in time.
Her evolution is pretty good. The I think it was season 3, I thought was just the pits.
What kind of expression is that? That was like the clutching my pearls thing. I was like,
wait, your pits or my pits?
Ew. Different.
The pits.
Just general pits? The pits of the world?
I mean, is there a good pit?
The
Brad Pitt.
Na 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 in the pit. Na 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 in the pit.
Will you get your pit? Joanna, want your cold toes on my leg?
I'm sorry. My leg is really long. I can't bend it that long. It hurts.
My God.
It's scary.
From Parks and Rec, the pit.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That's where he broke both of his legs, though, so it's not a good pit.
No, because then they made it a park and it was beautiful.
True.
So.
But because it's no longer a pit, it's beautiful.
I can't wait till we watch that show. I just watched it anyway. I love it. So overall, if this episode alone, would you continue watching the show?
I'm interested in continuing watching the show.
Yeah.
I'm hesitant still because of what I've read about it, but I'm going to try not to let that cloud my judgment.
What did you read?
Yeah, that season 3 is really weird.
It's the pits!
That it gets really weird. And then, I think it just has to do a lot with the subject matter of what we're dealing with. Like,
sorry.
She broke the remote.
I didn't break it.
No, she didn't break it. I was just saying. because of the subject matter and the time period that they're dealing with and, like, CIA, the government, terrorism, whatever, that it just, it makes the Middle Eastern characters or whomever very one-dimensional, which I understand because, you know, they're looking for terrorists here and whatever.
I disagree with that.
Is it kind of the same vein of, like, you can't watch war movies because of your dad? Like that?
No, because this is, like, much later, and I don't have as much personal involvement in investment into this. But it's just, like,
I don't know
that they're... I mean, it's one of those things, like, still too soon. Too soon, guys. Like, why are we making entertainment about this when we're still, like, dealing with it right now? Like, too soon.
I will say that I disagree with the characters being one-dimensional and just being, like, terrorists, and that's all they are. Once you find out more of Brody's story, there's a really great... I feel like they gave it a really great background, and seasons one and two... Two got a little iffy, but as a whole, they're a really great combo. Season three... we've said is awful, and then season four is the pits. And then season four picks up, and it's like a completely different world. It's a completely different. A lot of time has passed. A lot of things have changed.
Is it currently on the air?
Yeah. The new season's coming soon.
What season is that?
Season 8? Season 7?
Something.
Season 12.
Season 114.
That's Grey's Anatomy.
I'm here for it, y'all.
I'm on the fence. Because Clarendon's character is so annoying. But I like that whole interesting about, you know, does he feel bad, how that plays out and all that stuff. So I'm on the fence.
I think if you were to watch the development of her character, you might appreciate it more, especially towards the end of season one, her performance is out of this world.
Which I know, and that's why she won.
That's why she won all the awards.
I hate when one person wins everything.
Yeah, you should. I mean, you get one. You don't get all of them. There's plenty of talent, especially in this golden age of TV. There's so much talent.
She was like wearing some really light colored dress and she had like orange face.
Oh yeah, they bronzed her.
You don't need that girl. You fine.
You're beautiful as R.
You're beautiful as R.
So anyways, that's our thoughts on the Homeland.
Season one, episode six.
You're very interested in the show, aren't you?
No, I just didn't feel like...
I'm intrigued to start over from the beginning and then continue on to the new... Because like I said, it's been so long since... It's been since 2011 since I've seen this season.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
And so... watching this again, I was, like, reminded of all of the shit that happens in season one. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's a really great season. So maybe I'll do that. Maybe I won't. I don't know.
Watching, like, Sabrina Teenage Witch again or something, right?
Maybe seasons one and two of Grey's Anatomy for the 10,000th time.
Gross.
Those...
I can't say shit. I'm rewatching Top Model and Gossip Girl, so...
They're the greatest.
I'm sorry that, like, the one character that I was really interested in seeing, because I haven't seen him in anything else, is dead.
In...
Rakim. Because I saw him in American Gods, and he's still on there.
He's in another episode early on, like, in episode four, I think.
I'm not watching anything. Rewatching anything right now. Everything I'm watching is, like...
Marie's Top Model. I'm catching up on Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
So I guess I need to show... Oh, I'll probably... Because I was watching Bob's Burgers when I was on Netflix... on my lunch break, and then they took it off.
And now it's on Hulu.
So, yeah, I'll catch up again with Bob's Burgers, because that show was hilarious.
I finally caught up with Grey's Anatomy. I haven't watched Grey's Anatomy live since, like, season 8.
She's telling me this.
Wow, what season is it on, 30?
14. They just celebrated their 300th episode.
Oh, gross.
That's crazy, because that's, like, a crazy feat for any show, really.
But you know what? It's still... It's just as good. And last season was really interesting because they had, like, three different actresses pregnant. So there was, like, six episodes where you didn't see this character. You're like, Oh, it's because she's... one of them was severely depressed and was just laying on the bed. Undercovers.
We had an episode that I think, like, how do they come up with that many ideas for, like, plots?
Rehashing.
Well,
no. Killing characters and bringing new characters. Because hardly anyone's still alive, right? It's just Meredith?
The original... Out of the original five, there's two still there. One died, and two have just left. But I feel like it's still really new. They get a lot of their, like, cases and things. People submit crazy cases that they've seen at hospitals.
Oh, that's cool.
And they research. And
okay.
So everything's based in a reality.
One of the interns on, I haven't seen it, but I know she's on it.
She's a slut. The winner,
the winner of So You Think You Dance Season 4, which I saw live, is on the show.
She's not a slut, I take
her
it
back. Her name's Janine Mason. She's so beautiful.
But she's hooking up with one of my favorite, I guess he's now a first-year resident. DeLuca. I like DeLuca.
All I know is that Jesse Williams was on there, and for a hot second, I really wanted to watch it because he was on there.
He's...
But then I'm like, no.
He's worth it.
I told you, I've only seen that one episode. Jackson with the bomb and the life. Person. Kyle Chandler was there.
That's the best episode. Oh, my God.
I don't even know why I watched this.
I don't know.
It was so random. I don't even know why I watched it.
Where?
I don't watch... The only medical show I ever watched was ER.
Oh, man, ER.
I never watched
that,
ER.
Like,
so
that,
good.
Like, that filled in the medical spot for a TV show that I ever needed to watch once in my life, and then I don't need to watch any other one ever again.
I
feel like I was learning stuff from ER.
My uncle and godfather has been in the hospital recently and some issues with his heart. He's had surgery and all this stuff, and every time we get text updates from my aunt, I'm like, well, how's his this levels, and what are this? What's this? I'm like, I'm back on Grey's Anatomy, so I know all these things.
Making I'm not a doctor.
Making you smarter.
But so. I was watching a bunch of interviews for the 300th episode, and, you know, they're saying we still get letters to this day of people who are entering their internships because they watched our show and it made them want to be a doctor.
Well, that's
And
good.
I think that's really cool.
That's positive.
But anyway, so... that's enough of that.
I could talk about Grey's Anatomy for days. Like, I have so
well, I
many.
You should do a podcast about Grey's Anatomy.
Well, I'm sure
what
there's, like, 50.
With you?
My sister kind of does.
I'm do a podcast. I'm a guest star.
Oh, my God. I want to hear you and Lori do a podcast.
I don't know enough about your relationship.
Do I still have my... I wonder if I still have the Grey's Anatomy trivia game.
Wow, I would suck at that.
Lauren and I rocked it. What time did Danny Duquette die? Oh, like 7:28 p.m. Like, we knew it. Oh,
how the...
That could be wrong.
I honestly can't get mad at her for that because that's how obsessed I was about Degrassi back in the day. Like, I'm still upset. Like, I still know all kinds of useless information about that show. It's ridiculous. There's so much space in my brain for Degrassi, it's absurd. But only seasons 1 through 7 because I stopped after that. Because my class, like, they're like...
7:42.
They graduated, so...
Danny Duquette died at
7:42. Drake was my class. They graduated and they're done, so I don't need to watch anymore. What show do you know everything about?
Probably Gossip Girl.
Yeah. But also like The West Wing.
At the height of my
Which
high
you
school.
They're probably equal.
Really?
Because there's certain seasons of Grey's Anatomy that I'm about, and then there's like
there's so many.
And then there's a few seasons of The West Wing that I'm like about, but season 1 through 4, like, I can quote you episodes.
Season 1 through 7, Degrassi, I know it all. It's ridiculous.
I think ridiculous. I've only seen 5, 6, and 7 of The West Wing like once. Maybe some of them twice.
I would go with Tom Odell too.
But season 1 through 4, I've seen like all of them 5 times.
I've seen every episode of Tom Odell.
Wow.
Maybe not 5.
That's a lot.
But a lot. They're so fucking great.
I don't think I've ever watched anything that many times.
Guys, check out the West Wing Weekly. It'll fill your West Wing shaped hole in your heart.
I've never watched anything that many times.
Me neither.
I
don't have time for that shit. I don't.
I watch it like, you know how you watch Halloween episodes during Halloween and...
But honestly, I put them on, but I really haven't watched. Like, it's been on my TV, but I haven't really watched
it. I watch them when they come up with current time. So, like, I watch the State of the Union episodes when the State of the Union happens. There's a couple episodes that I watch, and sadly, because it happens all the time now, I haven't watched it as much. But when, like, tragic things happen, like the Boston bombing and Newtown, I always say Newtown. When those happened, I went back and I watched, there's two or three episodes that comfort me in times of like that, where I'm like, I need to be hugged by somebody right now, and the West Wing can do that for me. Like, it gives me that feeling.
Or you could hug an actual person, too.
But I mean, like...
They're not enough.
That's true.
I needed something to tell me, like, to show me and to tell me that it's gonna be okay.
You should, if you need that, you should watch that clip of David Tennant saying it's gonna be okay.
And that has been watched many a time since Trump has been elected. Don't, like, oh, I love
it. Anyways, that. Okay, so next podcast.
Next podcast, are you ready?
Oh, no.
It's an interesting one. I've never seen it.
Okay. Oh, I'm glad Anna's never seen it.
Ready?
Is that your pen? Is that my pen?
Oh. Hopefully one of them will work. I don't know. We'll find out.
On the next episode of We Have Thoughts, we will be watching Smallville.
Oh, right. Oh, man. That's...
And there is 10 seasons, so Crystal, draw
that's
a season.
That's way too many seasons.
Season 4!
There should not have been that many seasons. I remember
have either of you seen it?
Nope.
No, I watched bits and pieces here and there because my cousin was like obsessed with it. But no. Smallville.
Okay, pulling all the hair out. Joy, take her episode.
19.
Season 4, episode 19. It's called Blank.
How riveting.
Season 4, episode 19. How is there that many seasons? I don't know how there's that many seasons of that show.
I'm interested. I've never seen it, but I watch Supergirl now. But I know nothing besides like the basic story of Superman.
Oh, yeah, it is Superman. I forgot.
So that's coming your way, folks.
Alrighty then.
How long have we been talking?
Too long, probably.
46, 47 minutes.
Okay, under an hour. That's probably good.
Last time I checked, we were at like 30 minutes, so I was like,
tangent time?
Well, now it's time to talk about Grey's Anatomy.
Stretch it a little bit more. Okay, so Smallville Season 4, Episode 19. So we'll get this episode out next year, probably.
Now that Project Runway is like over and Dancing with the Stars is almost over, I think we're going to be a little more dedicated to this. Hopefully.
That's the plan anyway.
Fingers crossed. No promises. Bye.
Promise me no promises.